Beginners is a book for anyone who ever started out, who was unsure, who was afraid to ask a question in a room full of people who all seemed as if they knew what they were doing. It's for anyone who had to be shown the ropes, however many times, who didn't know what they were doing, but did it anyway. It's for anyone who entered a race they weren't even sure they could finish. It's a catalog of errors, a celebration of awkwardness. To paraphrase the movie Repo Man, it's about spending your life not avoiding tense situations, but getting into tense situations. That's from Chapter 1 of Beginners, The Joy and Transformative Power of Lifelong Learning by Tom Vanderbilt. We're all beginners at something at some time, yes? So what could be better than a book that celebrates the newbies, the beginners? Our book opens with our author telling us, with rising anticipation, about his life as a chess dad, how his young daughter took an interest in the horses and the castles on that board, and he took up the pursuit as well as a father-daughter endeavor, slowly bowing out when he and his wife hired a chess coach for his daughter, who went on to be a reasonably successful junior career chess player in New York City. Tom Vanderbilt thus opens by billing himself as a newbie to the game of chess and uses this as the entry point for his experiences throughout the book, trying out new experiences and exploring new skills as what we may term a serial beginner. As he writes to us about the new things he and often his daughter take up, they include chess, singing, surfing, snowboarding, juggling, drawing, jewelry making. We learn why beginning as an adult is different from beginning pursuits as a child. And beginning as an adult brings experience and insights that children don't have. But beginning as an adult also means we're not likely to throw ourselves into a new pursuit with the joy and the abandon a child can and does do. Learning for the sheer joy of experiencing something new, unencumbered by those experiences and insights that can bog us down in ways that kids just don't experience. The cover itself shows our erstwhile author learning to surf. And he's admittedly kind of late in life to take up surfing. Yet it is in the surfing chapter that Vanderbilt makes some of his most endearing and trenchant comments about life and amateurism. How he's struck by the standoffishness of surfer parents who tell him how proud they are of their kids, but dismiss any attempts by themselves to join in. How fathers can share a sense of adventure with their daughters, as well as with their sons, if only they choose to do so. He writes, I didn't want my daughter to have to wait until she was getting junk mail from AARP to decide if surfing was something she wanted to try. As with chess, I felt as if I were reflexively trying not to let gender get in the way. Fathers are more likely to engage in rough play with sons than with daughters, and seem more willing to let sons take risk than daughters. Fathers, it's been argued, are actually the main gender-socializing agents when it comes to children. By getting my daughter on a board early in her life, I wanted to instill in her the feeling, here's another thing I can do. He rediscovers that at elementary age, his daughter is not at all embarrassed by her dad's goofy but sincere efforts to learn surfing at the same time as she, and in the same sets of waves that she does, something he learns to treasure as his daughter ages into later stages of life. And he writes that it's okay being mediocre because, as he writes, surfing was not my job, not my side hustle, not even my life's passion. It was just another of my capricious and tenacious enthusiasms, in the words of the writer James Dickey. I wanted to be as good as it took to keep it being fun for me. If I'm doomed to be a mediocre surfer, he writes, I'm okay with that. The word mediocre, after all, comes from Old Latin, meaning halfway to the top. That seemed a fair climb from my starting point of nothing. A plateau in surfing seems like something I could happily ride for a long time. You may note, I did, that all of the activities Vanderbilt takes up as an amateur are those which have him actively doing something, most often including group activities, albeit middle age appropriate ones, chess, surfing, singing, jewelry making. No physical contact sports, though one may argue that surfing and snowboarding is a contact sport in its own way. And certainly nothing is wrong with pursuing any of these activities as a newbie or a practiced expert. Heck, Tom Vanderbilt got a really fun book out of it. But what about the more solitary doings, things like gardening or bird watching? Or what about learning new mental agility by taking up reading out of your comfort zone? How about learning a new language, taking up the study of a new subject matter? They're not physically taxing pursuits, but they do engage the brain and the spirit as much as the physical can, yes? Perhaps that's a whole nother book for Tom Vanderbilt to write. Aha, you say. We notice that Vanderbilt does take up drawing as one of his beginner pursuits, a more sedentary activity for sure. And he's encouraged once more by the enthusiasm of his daughter, then aged about 5, enrolling in a class taught by the son of Betty Edwards. And if that name Betty Edwards sounds familiar, it's because she is the author of the mega popular 1979 book, Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain, now in its second revised edition, by the way. And here, with drawing, he pursues beginner's earnestness with this more sedentary activity. But Vanderbilt offers us as well, in the most clear terms possible, one of the central themes of the book, delivered by his art teacher, who tells him he's not going to teach them to draw. He does this, of course, in a class. They already know how to draw since childhood. Instead, the instructor is going to teach Vanderbilt and the others in his class of new learners how to decide they can draw. A point Vanderbilt makes often in these chapters, but never announces so boldly and explicitly. I've discovered this mix of academic and expert explanations that he sprinkles through the text, mixed with anecdotal experience from our author's own life, quite often in contemporary nonfiction today. And I'm not sure if I'm such a fan. Such books are likely to turn into a confessional memoir instead of a straightforward story about the topic at hand. And in the hands of many writers, this mix of my experiences and what experts might say about it can in the end sound and read too much like scratching the surface of a subject at hand instead of really diving into a really interesting topic. In other words, will Beginners be a book for the next decade or just a flash in the pan for 2021? I think it's more than fair to give Tom Vanderbilt his due here. Beginners, the joy and transformative power of lifelong learning, is more than a book for 2021. It is a book for the years to come, too, as he sprinkles his true life adventures, most often taking up a new skill with his elementary school-aged daughter in hand, and invites us along for an enjoyable ride with both of them. This book, then, is at its core an inspirational can-do exposition on the beauty, the excitement of learning new things, regardless of our age, of keeping lifelong learning, a term repeated so many times it may lose its power for some of us, of keeping lifelong learning as a central premise and reason for adulthood, no matter what our age may be. Let's finish by reading a bit more from Tom Vanderbilt's experience of lifelong learning, of learning with his daughter, and once in a while learning solo, as he tells us. This is a handbook for the clueless. A first aid kit for the crushed ego, a survival guide for coping with the most painful, most poignant stage, the awkward, self-conscious, exhilarating dawning of the novice. It's not a how-to book as much as a why-to-do book. It's less about making you better at something than making you feel better as you try to learn. It's about small acts of reinvention at any age, that can make life seem magical. It's about learning new things, one of which might be you. And finally, As I spent time in rehearsal studios and surf camps and art schools and at the workbenches of craftsmen, he writes, I only hope that in my struggles and small accomplishments, you may see truths you've encountered in your own journeys, reflected in some new light, or even that you might be encouraged to pick up something you've long wanted to tackle. Beginners of the world, he writes, unite. You can only get better. Beginners, The Joy and Transformative Power of Lifelong Learning by Tom Vanderbilt. It's a fun, thoughtful, good piece of writing, and it's available at all of our fine local public libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library. Thank you very much for listening.